Well, good Friday morning, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday, or our favorite word, thank God it's Friday. How's everybody doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Yes, it's Friday. And you know what that means. That's right, iHeartRadio. Well, again, welcome this morning and good morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, I'm CA, your on-air personality. Like I said, I hope everybody's having a good Friday today. I hope everything has been going well for you. I wanted to give you a Carmen update. We're going to be playing some Carmen music. I'm at least going to play you two back-to-back oldies but goodies Carmen music. I've had some special requests for that. We're going to be playing that. I'll be telling you what's going on here in just a little bit on our show. But before I do, as always, y'all know the norm. I'm going to be giving you my email address. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or hey, CA, will you put down this prayer request for me and pray for me? There's a lot of people, friends, that we're praying for right now. A lot of them COVID, that have COVID issues. A lot of them even recovery after COVID that have some fatigue and some other issues. I also want to put on a prayer request. I want to pray for Lee, my second cousin Faith, her husband. We need to continue to be in prayer for him. Continue to pray for Philip for his healing and just other things in general that we want to pray for. And he may have some unspoken request. I have some unspoken prayer request as well. Okay. Also, tell your friends about me and have them like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button, and I won't say it for free. Just check the like button, okay? All right, and I'll tell you what's going to happen on our show today. So what do you say? Let's kick it off. On a TGIF, or thank God it's Friday. So wasn't that good news to hear about Carmen, that he is recovering? He's in stable condition. Got the update last night from Team Carmen, Carmen's team. So that's a good thing. All right, yes, I'm going to be playing two Carmen back-to-back. Going to go back and dust off the old records and play them for you all. Also, Bus Captain Bill is in the building. He will be here today. Yes, indeed. He's here drinking some coffee, in fact. And got a Bible devotion called The Sun is Still Shining. You're going to love that as well. Also, I'm going to Bible teach, going back to my archives by special request. How can I be anxious for nothing, as Philippians 4:6 says? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to revisit it. I've had some people say, CA, will you revisit that for me? Sure, absolutely. And in between, the John Wyler coffee song. We got to have that. That's actually going to come up immediately after my Bible devotion, okay? All right, so it's Friday. By the way, you're probably, what, almost 29, well, you're 29 days into your New Year's resolution. How many of you guys, I can't even see a show of hands, are doing your New Year's resolution or you're still on it? Hopefully you are. There is a large percentage of us that fall off after the first couple of weeks. All right, jumping jack time. TGIF. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay, I've got a great Bible devotion for you guys that you're really going to love. And it's really a good one. You know, I always talk about the sun rising on the other side. And this, I was looking as I was praying, and I was like, you know what? This right here looks like this would be a good one for everybody. It's called The Sun Still Shining. You know, the book of Exodus, we go back to the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 16 and verse 10. Scripture reminds us, they looked and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. You know, without the clouds, we wouldn't be able to shield from the burning sun. Isn't that true? Without the clouds, we wouldn't have no lavish sunsets or no beneficial rain or no beautiful landscapes. By the way, I love landscapes. They're beautiful all across America. You know, the same is true about with life's clouds. You know, when hard times come, we easily get discouraged, but behind the clouds, God is still present and can even use them to water our souls with the unexpected blessings. You know, Longfellow once wrote, "Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds, the sun is still shining. As God's people wandered in the wilderness, he declared, 'Behold, I come to you in the thick cloud.'" Remember that? Go back to scripture in the book of Exodus, chapter 19 and verse 9. Each of us experience clouds in life. I have, you have, we all have. You know, sometimes slight, but sometimes dark and frightening. Whatever clouds you face today, ask Jesus, the light of the world, to help you behind the cloud to see the glory in his plans for you. You know what? God does have a plan for you. You know, like, you're probably like, "CA, what are you talking about?" No, he does. He has a plan for you. I don't know what your plan is, but he does. All right, let's kick it off. John Wyler on a Friday. Get your coffee up. Good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Good morning. That's sweet. Yes, and amen. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning exclusively and only on most Fridays, or let me say Saturdays, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Well, are you ready like I am to bring him on? It's been a little while. My characters are kind of slow from coming on, you know. It's just they stay so busy. I understand. All right, Bus Captain Bill, intro, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do as we always do. Let's give a cheer. Mighty long cheer. and a hand clap. And how about, you know, if I can find it, yeah, there we go. I knew I had it in here somewhere. Morning Krill this morning. And I'm going to give him a drum roll, too. Your friend, my friend, let's give it up for Bus Captain Bill. Hello, Bus Captain Bill.
Well, hello there, CA, and thank you so much, everybody. CA, you are so good at always interrupting me, and you always give me the cheer, the land of applause. Now you give me, always give me morning crow. And on top of that, now you're giving me a drum roll.
That's right, because you know what? You're very special, and you're a very special part of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, and we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all my friends on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, especially when they're tuning in and listening, and they're always giving good opinions.
That's right. Absolutely. So, what's been going on, my friend?
Well, CA, I have just been busy, you know, during pandemic times. Of course, the buses are still not running. We don't know exactly when we're going to be rerunning. We've had some buses break down. We've had two of our buses, two out of four, and I'm playing that the God will put his hands in touch on these buses. Now, these buses are kind of older buses. They're not the new equipped buses. We got two of the four that need to be upgradable for the children. Now, what we're thinking about doing, we've been talking about it, is once this, you know, pandemic stuff hopefully comes to an end, and yes, I hope so. I hope it comes to an end real soon.
Soon, I hope. We don't know when. I don't know if it's fully going to be ended, but I hope soon.
Well, once we get the buses going, CA, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to do the social distance. Now, I'm not really for sure. We're looking into all that. I don't have a specific date yet that we're going to be doing that. I know.
And I don't blame you. Just take your sweet time.
Well, other than that, I'm doing other stuff for the church, and that's good. That's good.
Going out there and cheering people up and telling them about Jesus. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I heard you got a good lesson coming up here in a little while.
I do. It's how can I be anxious for nothing, as Philippians 4:6 says.
That sounds like that's going to be interesting. Well, you know, I Bible teached on that about 2 years ago. I went back to my archives,
and I had somebody email me and said, hey, will you teach on that again? Sure. You know, if people want something that they want me to revisit and I pray about it, then sure, I'm going to do that.
That's good. And also heard that you're going to be playing some Carmen back to back.
Yes, I got two Carmen songs. We're going to have these flashback 80s and 90s. You know, let me tell you a little bit about Carmen. Now, a lot of y'all, I encourage you guys, and Bus Captain Bill, I know you listen too. Follow me if you are on Facebook, if you're still on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, check it. Check that like button. And when you do, you'll see my morning show videos. Sometimes I'll do morning show videos, monologues and stuff. And I give you updates and I post updates on Carmen. Last night, Bus Captain Bill, we received from Team Carmen an update. And he says he's doing much better, that prayers are being answered. Now, he is still at stage 4 cancer, sadly. But his liver was shutting down and his kidneys were shutting down. The power of prayer had a lot of believers that were praying for him. And they said he's on the road to recovery, at least for now. And hopefully he'll be able to go back out and tour. I don't know how they're doing the touring on these. You know, because Toby Mac's getting ready to go on a tour. In fact, he's been touring. He's coming to Allen, Texas. Friends out in Allen, Texas. Be on the lookout. Get you some tickets and go out there and see my friend Toby Mac. I'm not going to be able to make that, unfortunately, on the day that he's going to be out there. But he sent me a message saying, hey, tell all your listeners, Allen, Texas, go to the Toby Mac Facebook page. Or, I don't know, Ticketmaster, Ticket Hub, Subhub, or what do they call it? Anyway, go to there, search up Toby Mac Tickets, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Texas, if it's not too far from you. And you hopefully get a chance to get some tickets. Him and Taryn Wells, one of my other favorites, will be doing a show together. I think that's awesome.
CA, that is great. I can't wait to hear about that. I wish I could make it to in Allen, Texas. That's wonderful.
Yeah, Toby's been through a lot. He seems to be recovering okay. And during these pandemic times, it's hard for these artists to, they got to get creative, just like churches and church pastors and things like that have to get creative.
Oh, yes, yes. That's true. That really is. Can you tell me one of your common experiences?
Yes, I can. I've shared it before on the air. Me and, you know, I'm the oldest out of three brothers. Me and my brothers went and watched Carmen when he was just really starting to kick it off. He was really becoming popular. And there was a place called Footloose. It was in Watauga, Texas. And any of y'all live in Fort Worth, if you do live in Fort Worth, I'm going to talk to Fort Worthians. Where that Taco Casa is, right behind the back, there's a two-story building. Up on the top floor, for many years, it said Footloose on it. Now, they went bankrupt, sadly. But Footloose is where Carmen got started, him and Petra. And then he started going to churches back in the heydays of churches, and he started doing singing for them. Then he started going out and touring out at, back when Dallas had Reunion Arena, the Tarrant County Convention Center, which is still around, you know, things like that. So, but Carmen's really a good one, and I've got a great song here we're going to play here in just a minute. It's called The Champion. I know everybody's going to like that.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear that, CA. Well, let me tell you real quick before I let you go, because I know you got the full schedule on your Bible teaching today and in the common music. I just want to say, I want to thank all the friends who have been playing for me. As we've been trying to work this situation out, we know that God has it. I will encourage everybody. I'm like, CA, please, I am a very big advocate on wearing the mask. Slow the spread down. Now, CA, I heard that you're going to be getting the vaccine.
Yes, got good news. I'm going to give myself a cheer on this. And myself a hand clap. And some morning crow. And even a drum roll, why not? Yes, I just got the other day, a couple of days ago, confirmation. Me, my mom, my dad, and my little brother Jeff. And by the way, you can see Jeff on my Facebook Live if you go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And he's near the end, but we talk a little bit. We share just a little bit about the bus, actually, believe it or not. So there's a little story about Dad and the bus and everything. I think everybody get a kick out of. Yes, I've got a registration number. They said any day from now, within the next 3 weeks. So we're looking forward to that. I don't know which vaccine I'm getting. I don't know if I'm getting the Pfizer. I don't know if I'm getting the Moderna. Johnson & Johnson has a one shot coming out. Whatever way God wants it to go, I just want to get it taken care of. And you know what? But I just pray. I just pray. Whatever God decides for you guys in your life, whether you want to get a shot, whether you don't want to get a shot, just pray about it and give it to God. I agree, CA. I agree 100%. Well, I've got to get related to Ryan. Everybody have a great weekend. And this is Bus Captain Bill. I'll hopefully catch you next week.
Sounds good, Bus Captain Bill. All right, Carmen, this is for you, buddy, as you're recovering, the champion. Enjoy. Creator of man's first breath, who will decide
shocked and perplexed as wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side, and blood and water flowed, and they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head, his tears announcing Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim the battle's end. Then Satan trembled through his sweat in unexpected horror. Yet, as God started the count by saying, 10.
They win, God.
9.
You're counting wrong.
8.
His eyes.
7.
His fingers twitching.
6.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed a couple of those Carmen songs. Well, one of them was A Champion, which was real popular back in the mid-80s and 90s. And the other one is, and I'm looking, if everything goes good, I hear real soon, we're going to just play Carmen, just solid Carmen, some of his music. That was a classic, which you don't hear Jesus Paid at all. And so we're going to continue to pray for our dear brother in Christ, Carmen. Well, today, on a Friday, if you're coffeeed up and eating your donuts or having some scrambled eggs or whatever it may be, today we're going to talk about how can I be anxious for nothing, as Philippians 4:6 says. Well, let me give you some ideas, guys and friends. Scripture is full of commands concerning our emotions, our thoughts, our fears, and uncertainty, and frequent refrain to God's people not to be afraid. In fact, you go to the book of Joshua. I'm going to give you a lot of scripture today. You may make a lot of notes on this. Joshua chapter 10 and verse 25, be strong and courageous. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, and have faith or believe. Exodus in the Old Testament, chapter 14 and verse 31, is that really that easy? Do the variety of these passages tell us to trust in the Lord when we are afraid? Of course, you can go to Psalms chapter 56 and verse 3 and read a little bit on that. Or stop to be anxious and make note of these scriptures. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25, Luke chapter 12 verse 22, and Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, and 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Mean that if we tell ourselves these things or feelings and thinking, just change from a force or even an act of will. And what does it mean, or if it doesn't happen? Well, directing our cares and our concerns to the Lord, friends, in a thankful prayer does not concern just as an act in our mind or will through the command, but it occurs through the process of the hostelic, intentional community formation in the dependence of God by the Holy Spirit. So what is anxiety? What is anxiety and how do we experience it? Well, before we can define what it is, be anxious for nothing, as Philippians 4:6 means. It is important to first distinguish between anxiety and fear. You know, Scripture explains a context for fear in the life of a believer, suggesting that there are times for both fear and not to fear that are appropriate. In fact, make note of all these scriptures. I'm going to try to read them to you here from my notes on my Bible archives, and you can read up on them later. Genesis chapter 15 verse 1, Genesis chapter 42 verse 18, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 20, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 13, Joshua chapter 24 verse 14, Psalms chapter 25 verse 14, another Psalms chapter 38 verse 8, the good book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, chapter 1 and verse 7, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, and go to the book of John chapter 12 verse 5, Philippians chapter 2 verses 12. I got three or four more I want you to make note of. Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17, and 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. So which is it, okay? Should we fear or not fear? And what does it mean to be anxious? Well, fear, friends, is defined as an appropriate and learned response to an actual and immediate threat, whereas anxiety are inappropriate accessory responses to the percentage of danger or harm out of the proportion to the actual threat. To be anxious is to be concerned for something about something as the object of our focus or our intention. You know, fear is the appropriate response to danger or threat, which is appropriate when we consider the awesome power of God. You see, God is not equal or peer, but is the creator of the universe, and an accurate view of God causes an adjustment in our views of ourselves. Remember back in Job, the book of Job, when Job's response to God's power and knowledge is to say, I know that you can do all things, and there is no purpose of yours can be thought who is the one that hides the counsel without knowledge. Therefore, I have uttered what I do not understand, things that are wonderful for me, which I do not hear. Hear, and I will speak, I will question you, and I will make you known. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear,
But now my eyes see you, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Find that in the book of Job, chapter 42, and read verses 2 and 6. We fear God because of his power, but we do not fear God at the same time because we have a relationship with God in his power through his son, and focus on his power is no longer against, it is for us. Find that book of Romans chapter, scripture reference, chapter 8, verse 29, and Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6. So we fear things that we don't understand, friends, and we can't not control, like issues of life and death, especially even during pandemic times. Fear is immediate with accompanying response with the threat that either resolves the danger or we seclude to the danger. Anxiety is the residue or the perceived or desire control of what we have done. Anxiety is the punching the shadows and fearing the impact of the punch, covering intents in preparation for a blow that we cannot control. We also experience this anxiety because our body responds to real threat and precedes threat by the same increasing of our heart rate, focus, and our blood flow to our amenities in preparation to the response where danger is real or imagined. In a culture of persistent triggers for the perceiving threat and heightened arousal in our minds and our bodies that gets us alert for dangers that we can't control or cannot be controlled. I will tell you, if you do have anxiety attacks, I've had them. I have. Think of happy thoughts. Get you a lunch bag. Keep it with you. Maybe in your backpack or purse, ladies, or whatever it may be. And if you find yourself with anxiety, calmly step out wherever you're at. Go to a little area. Fold the bag up. Crinkle it and breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Think happy thoughts. If you're listening on your iPod or your Android phone, you're listening to music, you're going through an anxiety attack, relax. Think of happy thoughts and pray. So basically, what does it mean to be anxious for nothing in Philippians 4:6? Well, friends, it is a solution to be distinguished between imagining of the threats and be anxious for nothing, yes or no. You see, the solution does not change in how we feel or what we think, but a change to who we are and what we do and what we care about and what we fear. Paul wrote this letter to the church at Philippi as a personal thank you and a care support, both financially and sending the epistles to the care for Paul during his imprisonment. Scripture references in Philippians chapter 1, verse 13, Philippians chapter 2, verse 25, Philippians chapter 4, verse 16, and all of chapter 18. You see, Paul addresses some of the concerns with the church around personal ambition and the rivalries and false teachers, emphasizing a return to the law and the perfection for salvation. Throughout the book, Paul establishes expectations for them through a series of contrasts, comparing negative patterns of behavior with his expectations for them through the ultimate example of Christ, humanity, through the incarnation, crucifixion, and exaltation. Friends, from the ultimate example, Paul compares the Judaizers who are attempting to return to the Philippines to the requirements and the expectations of the righteous through the personal attribute of the law, which is possible, that leads to the death. Scripture references, make note of these. Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul contrasts an earthly focus on personal attainment and independence with heavily focused on transformation and dependence. This contrast is critical for understanding the capacity and calls for peace of God to fill us in spite of our circumstances. Scripture reference on that too as well, Philippians chapter 4, friends, verse 7 and verse 9. You see, Paul's exhortation to not be anxious about anything, but be in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your requests be known to God. You know, Philippians 4, chapter 6 also sits in the context of contesting of a life of selfish ambition and focus, personal focus, with the attainment of righteousness from God and depends on our faith. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9 is a good example of that on scripture reference and a focus on Christ. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14. Now, friends, I want to remind you, anxiety is the residue of perceived or desired control when we have none. We do not need to fear or attempt to control our lives. What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? Your Heavenly Father knows what you need on all of them. But seek the first, the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. C.A., where do you find that? Matthew chapter 6, read verses 31 and 33. I'm giving you a lot of scriptures. You'll have to make a lot of notes on. You may have to go back to the podcast, but this will help you. You see, Paul prefaces his encouragement not to be anxious by reminding us, the Lord is at hand. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 5 reminds us of that. You see, the Lord, friends, is by our side, attentive to our needs. So when we're trying to handle it ourselves, we really don't have control of it anyway. So you think about it. The effort only produces worry and uncertainty, directing our focus away from God and to ourselves. Our focus should be the ultimate things, the reality of life, and the death should provoke fear. You see, Jesus redirected his disciples toward the realities, and he said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot be killed by the soul. Rather, fear him who cannot be destroyed both soul and body in hell." Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 10 and verse 28. "Do not be afraid of the shadow of the truck when the truck is bearing down you." You see, friends, the fear is different enough. Jesus reminds the disciples that he cares for us. It is perfect, and his love for us is comprehension. Two scripture references, Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, John chapter 7, and verse 23. So, C.A., is it possible to be anxious for nothing? If we can, how can we achieve it? Simply by this. It is more than willpower or changing or even thinking, friends. How can we follow Paul urging and stop being anxious by relying on this on the person and the presence of the Lord? Well, the objects of affection define the control of our energy and action, reclaiming control in our lives, friends, and the needs to the care of God takes practice and support through the formation of our habits of desire in the community. You see, a shift from anxiety experience in the dependence and self-efficiency to peace through dependency on the provision, of course, that God requires, cooperative practice in the community of the body of Christ. You know, Paul notes the collective nature toward the growth in Christ by calling the Philippians to intimidate him by the example like those like him. Scripture reference Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, continuing to learn and grow in mutual practices, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9. We can only be anxious, friends, for nothing in the object of our desire is Christ. You know, seeking dependence on his power and provision by replenishing our life to him, dying to our own ambitions and demanding and having, basically, having our own focus to be Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 and 14. We do not need to fear the death because Christ, as we well know, defeated at the cross through his resurrection. Scripture references 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. 1 Corinthians also chapter 15, verse 55 and 57. And now we live in a new life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, the resurrection of Christ from the dead and guaranteed his own resurrection as we live accordingly to the reality of the promise. And of course, you can go to Romans chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Now, habits take time to form. We all know that. And the new habits are best formed through the accountability and the practice with others. You know, we have a lifetime to cultivate and molding us to the fear, death, and anxiety. The culture change is significant. And through the cooperation, the transformation of the body of Christ, operating in the unity of love and passion and the direction. We want to keep all that in mind. Peace of God through hostilic and cooperative practice. Again, go back and scripture reference book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. So, C.A., what is the balance between praying for all these worrying about nothing? Well, how do we pray without ceasing? Again, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, and cast all your anxieties on him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, while not worrying about Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. You see, the balance comes, friends, from the recognition of the role and responsibility and dependence. Anxiety concerns the focus or aims our attentions or our worries on the perceptions or even attempt at controlling them. You see, the balance occurs through the recognition and the responsibility for handling these needs. As Jesus explains in the book of Matthew, and I encourage you to read the whole chapter of 6, our food and our clothes and the realistic things as created things, but the Lord is at hand. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5 is a very short scripture on that. And he knows what we need. He provides for us by praying. He knows what our desires are. Scripture references, I want you to check that out too. Psalms chapter 37 verse 4, Matthew chapter 6, read verses 32 and 33. You'll be reading that as you read the whole chapter of Matthew. Let me read a little bit more on this on my notes. It's going to make a little bit more sense here for you. Okay, each occurrence of anxiety is a reminder for us, friends, to check our reliance. As we wrestle in the care, the provision, the peace, and the perspective God provides. Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, tongue twister. Or taking the helm in ordering our extraordinating our needs of our own. You see, our sin nature consists of nasty habits of independence and self-reliance and dependence on God and the accountability to the person of Christ to break the habit that requires the transformation of our affections. To become like Christ, we have to love, and he loves us, and act like he acts, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Fortunately, we do not have to pursue Christ alone. See, the Lord is near in his peace, which surpasses misunderstanding. Guard your hearts, guard your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 reminds you of that. You see, habit formation occurs through the relationship with Christ and one another. By the power of the Holy Spirit directing the objective of our attention and affection to Christ and his dependence on his will, we cast all of our cares on him and he gives us rest. Scripture references Psalm chapter 55. And verse 22, Matthew chapter 28, verse 30, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. So see, hey, what does this all mean? Going back to your biblical notes on your archives. Well, just give it all to God. And again, when you get anxious and you get stressed out, I gave you kind of helps on anxiety and stuff. Give it all to God. He's got you. He's going to take care of you. He cares about you. Well, in closing on a Friday, hope you enjoyed a couple of the Carmen things. Let's say a prayer. Let's lead off in a prayer. Thank you for being attentive. Thank you for listening to this long Bible study I've been working on. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for Friday. I pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. Lord, you know all of our needs, and we love you, and we thank you for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up. My name is CA. I am your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hey, friends, remember the sun does rise on the other side. Enjoy life, LIFE! Catch you later. Bye for now.